We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now, Susie Story is the Director of Global Communications for the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. And Susie, I really appreciate you coming on. You know, when I first started telling people, I want somebody to come on and talk about the theme parks, they said, don't you think that's kind of frivolous? And I said, are you kidding me? Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, King's Dominion up in Doswell, just a few miles from Richmond. This is big money, lots of jobs, very important tourist destinations for Virginia. What's the industry thinking right now about the future?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on this morning. I'm excited and glad that we can talk about the attractions industry because, you know, just like every other industry in the country, we've been impacted really severely by the COVID pandemic. And there is hope and there's good news that's happening. And slowly around the country, we're actually starting to see the attractions industry begin to open. So you are seeing larger parks announce an opening plans. We're seeing some smaller attractions, you know, begin to open. And and I think that's providing, frankly, a lot of hope that we've all needed as we've been sheltering in place at home for 90 days. And as you've said, people haven't been working. And now we're slowly, you know, as the time is right, the parks are reemerging and saying, here's our new plans and here's what we're going to do to continue to keep you safe. And we look forward to having guests come back.
It seems like the key element to the opening plans, at least for the Disney and Universal parks down in Florida that I've read about, is decreasing the number of people who are in the park at any given time or in any given day. I guess that, and wearing masks. So I guess in combination, those two, the experts and the managers feel like that will alleviate the easy transmission of the virus?
Well, you know, every attraction, frankly, around the world is unique. And what IAAPA has helped do is we've brought together, you know, members of the industry from around the world, and together they've all worked to help create reopening guidelines and plans. And those plans have also involved conversations with health authorities and local governments and epidemiologists and you know, anybody that can talk about, okay, how can we safely reopen, continue to provide great experiences, but also understand that it's not business as usual. You know, we're in a new normal now, and what is that right thing? What I also think is something people should remember is that theme parks are experts at managing capacity. And typically people think of us as experts at capacity because we bring as many people possible in. But that also means we're able to manage capacity for social distancing and for ensuring that, you know, whatever works for the local government saying, hey, you can open at 25% or 50% or whatever that is, our parks know how to adjust for that and ensure that their employees and their guests all have a safe and fun time.
This may be my last question because we're running out of time, but you talk about the capacity and business as usual. The business is built on a certain number of people passing through those gates and spending a certain amount of money every day. When I worked at King's Dominion as a kid, you know, I was as a teenager, I thought it was really interesting how my managers monitored that. Can the theme parks survive long term? Maybe they make it through this summer, but can they survive with this new statistic since the business wasn't built on such a low capacity and low daily income?
Well, every attraction is unique and every location is unique. And frankly, as we're all emerging, you know, through this pandemic, things are changing daily too. So, you know, the hope would be that these new plans in place are not something we always have to have for the future and forever. if indeed they are, if social distancing and wearing masks and all these new precautions are something we need to think about next year and into the year beyond that, the industry is really unique and it's innovative and it knows how to evolve and move forward. And so it will find ways to do that. The attractions industry has been around for hundreds of years and people need safe, fun places to go. And so they can create memories together, and that will continue. It's just going to look a little different than maybe what we've been used to for so many years.
Well, I'm cheering on our local folks at Busch Gardens and Kings Dominion and some of the other attractions around the state. It's really important for a lot of people who are employed there, and just for the status of the state. Susie Story is the Director of Communications for IAPA, the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. Hey, thanks for coming on, Susie. I appreciate it.
Oh, I so appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.